World leaders are condemning the killing of 7 humanitarian aid workers in Gaza. Monday night, an Israeli airstrike hit a convoy from the disaster relief group World Central Kitchen. Israel's prime minister called the incident unintentional. The charity says the strike was targeted and has officially halted its operations in the region. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
In a statement confirming the death of their 7 colleagues, World Central Kitchen said its 3-car convoy had been coordinating its movements with the Israeli military and that all its vehicles were clearly marked with its logo. Video and images from the scene of the attack show a gaping hole next to the group's insignia in the roof of one vehicle. Another vehicle is seen completely charred. International condemnation of the attack was swift.
We want full accountability for this.
Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese told reporters that one of the 7 killed was 42-year-old Zami Frankum of Melbourne.
Because this is a tragedy that should never have occurred.
Albanese says the worker should have been protected. The 7 include citizens from Poland, the United Kingdom, a dual national of the U.S. and Canada, and a Palestinian driver. Frankum's family said their daughter is leaving behind a legacy of compassion, bravery, and love.
Hey, this is Zami and Chef Olivier. We're at the Jennifer Love Kitchen, and we've got the mise en place. Tell us a little bit about it, Chef Ollie.
Just last week, Frankum posted a video on social media, beaming with a broad smile, as she showed off the array of food being served at the group's central Gaza distribution site. The workers had just helped unload a 100-ton shipment of food to their central Gaza warehouse when they were struck. The UK's foreign secretary called on Israel to make major changes to ensure aid worker safety. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken called for a, quote, swift, thorough, and impartial investigation. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu posted on social media that, quote, a tragic case of our forces unintentionally harmed innocent people in Gaza. This happens in war, he said, and added that Israel will do everything to prevent this from happening again. The United Nations humanitarian coordinator for the occupied Palestinian territory, however, called the attack targeted and that nearly 200 aid workers have been killed since the war began October 7th. Keith Stintis, with the UN's Office Coordinating Humanitarian Affairs, says much more is needed to be done for aid workers to operate in a safe and humane manner in Gaza.
And we've been asking for months for that kind of coordination, for that kind of understanding. That hasn't come yet. We're still asking for basic assurances about the safety of staff and civilians on the ground.
At the World Central Kitchen site in the Tal al-Sultan neighborhood in Rafah, workers on Tuesday were still preparing meals despite the relief agency's announcement they would be suspending operations in Gaza. Volunteer Zakaria Osama Abu Quick says everyone is shocked by the killings. He says he can't imagine what will happen to Gaza's already desperate people if the kitchen no longer operates. It's vital to so many people's survival, he says. According to the World Central Kitchen, it has delivered 43 million meals to Palestinians since the start of the war, now nearing the 6-month mark. With Anas Baba in Rafah, I'm Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Tel Aviv.